there we go. Trial number two. Men, tonight, I just really want to put a lot of emphasis that God is holy. Now, here in the Bible, we see that holiness describes God's character. Holiness is what's describing God's character more than anything else in the Bible. We see, you know, that God is love, that God cares, that he redeems, that he saves, that he sanctifies, all those great things. But we also see that God is holy. We also know that God is triune. We know that God is he's a shepherd. He is the overseer of our souls. But we also see that God is holy more times than anywhere else in the Bible. So what should this say about how we worship God and how we interact with God? Okay. We find this in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44 through 45, where it talks about, where God is talking to Moses and he's telling Moses, hey, tell the people, be holy because I, the Lord, your God am holy. This matters. This says a lot about who God is. We see this a lot of times in, we see it quoted in, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 13 through 15, I believe. I don't know if it's on top of my head, but, Peter also quotes literally what is written, in Leviticus, the Lord your God is holy, so therefore you shall be holy. And so for us, that means for us as men and as Christian believers, that we need to be holy as well. That we need to be holy in how we think, holy in how we see people, holy in how we love people, holy in how we interact with our wives and children, how we react at work. Those things do matter. And I want to read a scripture here out of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. It says, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Okay. I love that Solomon has written this here for us. One of the wisest men to ever walk the earth besides Jesus Christ himself. And he tells us this, to fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. So fear God and keep his commands. From the wisest man that wrote a majority of Proverbs, that wrote he wrote Ecclesiastes and Songs of Songs. It says to fear God, and what is that? What does this mean by fear of God? It's not a timid, it's not a scared fear of God. It is a reverential fear of God. It is a respectful fear of God. So think of it as a man that you admire and have a lot of respect for. You need to have probably an infinite amount more respect for who God is. It's a love of God. It's an awe of God. So what happens is, men, when we lose the awe of God, God just becomes some God. And at that point, he's not an awesome God anymore. He's just some God when we lose the awe of who he is. So when you lack the fear of God, you lose the awe of God. And then now you downplay God's holiness. And now he's just some common God. And that's not who God is. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is capital G-O-D, okay? He is the one true living God, okay? He is the one true living God. And we need to have a fear and a reverential fear of God. Because when you do that, that means that you recognize that God is holy and that he is so set apart from any and everything else. Understand something. We are made in his image. He's not made in our image. We are made in his image, okay? Creator of the universe, he is the maker of heaven and earth. I mean, literally, it's awesome. But yes, let's work on that. If you struggle with understanding more about, you know, do I actually fear God? Do I actually have a respect for God enough to say, you know what? Am I to ask God in prayer? Am I making the right decision? Asking God in prayer, Lord, Lord, am I doing this right in my marriage? Lord, am I treating the children that you are allowing me to steward? Am I treating them right? You got to have enough respect and understand and steward for what God has given you to be able to say, you know what? I need to keep his commands. I need to love my wife. I need to love my children. I need to honor my wife. I don't need to exasperate my children. I need to be faithful to church. I need to be faithful in how I worship God. I need to be faithful coming to church and faithful and not forsaking the gathering as some are in the doing. Let's not lose the fear of God. God deserves every bit of the good things that we can give him. We can give him our praise. We can give him songs. We can give him hymns. We lift up our praises to God, and he deserves every bit of it. So, man, let me ask this question. What's keeping you from having that proper fear of God? Okay, what's keeping you? If you want to know how God desires to be worshipped, I mean, it's all throughout the book of Psalms. I mean, literally, it's clapping our hands. It's lifting our hands in the sanctuary. It's literally Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. Go and read it for yourself, okay? It's literally giving of your time, talent, and treasures, and being faithful. These are all forms of worship that God desires and deserves. Why? Because he is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and Omega. Okay? Like, we've got to be able to grasp this concept, to fear God and keep all his commands. For this is the duty of all mankind. And I want to encourage you, man, if you're struggling with, man, what do I need to do more as a man? Fear God, keep his commands. I think that's pretty simple. And the two commandments that Jesus gives us in scriptures is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. And the second one is just as important, and it is to love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? And sometimes that neighbor also includes your wife and your children, your pastors and your leaders and your family as well. So, man, that's all I got for you. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. I love you, man, and I hope to see y'all later.